We all know that Santa lives at the North Pole, but for a while, Santa was living at the Davis Railroad siding. No, it doesn't quite have the same ring to it, so something just had to be done about the name of the place St. Nick called home. The story of a place called North Pole is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the 1950s, Con and Nellie Miller established a trading post east of Fairbanks, Alaska. Con was known to dress as Santa, and his post became known as the Santa Claus House. At the time, the area was known as the Davis Railroad Siding. But as more people settled here, they wanted to incorporate a town.
Names were tossed around like Mosquito Junction and some other Alaskan-type names. You know, there was conversation about how can we attract industry to the area.
Paul Brown says the desire to attract businesses led to a unique but suitable name for an Alaskan town, North Pole.
Legend is one of the reasons it was called North Pole is it was consistently colder than anywhere else in the interior. So if you look at weather data, we're usually 7 to 10 degrees colder than even Fairbanks, which is only 15 miles away. So the North Pole name kind of stuck.
A development company thought they saw opportunities to attract a specific type of business here as well.
The thought process with Dolengaski Development Corporation is that you could attract toy manufacturers up here. You know, toy manufacturers would love to have products that were made in North Pole. How cool is that? Unfortunately, that never really took off. There's quite a bit of burden to enter or barriers to entry for manufacturers in Alaska just because of shipping costs.
And some had even grander plans for the town of North Pole.
There was kind of a movement even before Disneyland happened. Down in the States, a lot of people were looking at North Pole and Santa Land and some of these different kind of ideas for theme parks or amusement parks at the time.
Those plans didn't materialize, but Santa Claus House, which predates the establishment of the town of North Pole, remains an important attraction. It's a place that many know because of the letters that come here for St. Nick every year. That story next time as we travel the countryside in North Pole, Alaska. I'm Andrew McRae.